Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by Railax Honda. Railax, we got this. When it comes to Sabres development camp, he's going to give us the rundown and also July 1st, unrestricted free agency here as we get rolling in the NHL. A lot of movement yesterday, Paul, and today could see, obviously, quite a bit more. But, you know, Paul, you've often referred to it as silly season. It feels like the market itself is maybe not that primed to get silly. We might see silly contracts, though, because teams have a lot of money to spend and maybe not that many prime players to spend it on.
Yeah, well, a lot of the free agents are gone. I mean, you look at a list. I mean, Besser's still there. Ehlers is still there. You know, if we're talking about forwards, other than that, it's pretty much dried up. I mean, a lot of teams have done their thing, either re-signed people or, in Marner's case, signed them and traded them. And so a lot of it has been done. You know, so, you know, the goaltender thing, Alex Lyon, you know, trying to deal with what Elliot Friedman was saying. And, you know, he's a career 902 save percentage. His save percentage, not last year, was you know, but with the Red Wings before, it's been over 900. In 2023-4, 904. With the Florida Panthers, it was only 15 games, but it was 914. So he really didn't get an opportunity to start playing games all that much until the 2023-24 season with the Red Wings. I mean, he was, what, 15 games in 1 year, two games the next year, you know, six. So he really didn't play a lot in the NHL until the last 2 years with the Detroit Red Wings.
Yep. Would you be surprised? I guess you're not surprised, Paul, that they would add a guy that's been, would peg more for the NHL than someone that's maybe more for the AHL?
At goal?
In goal.
No, they, you know, I think it's something they've needed. We talked about it, that it just going into the season with two young goaltenders, I just don't think is thing to do here, especially when you just have to make the playoffs. So I think you need to bring somebody in that you can count on. You know, maybe you're going to start with Lukanen as your starter, but if it doesn't work out, you got to change it fast. You can't go with it for 2 months and be in the middle of a 13-game losing streak or something like that if you see that he hasn't really improved or, you know, gotten better. You got to have a guy you can throw a net and take over. And I think James Reimer is just, you know, even if he does decide to keep playing hockey, is just 38 years old, isn't going to cut it. Alex Lyon's 32 years old, and in December he'll be 33. And as I said, the last couple of years has played some games. I mean, he's played 74 games in the last couple of years. So, and actually has, you know, a winning record, as I said, a save percentage in 2023-24 that 900 used to be, well, that's not very good. It should be up around 915, 920, but it's not that way anymore. Save percentages have come down in the NHL.
So on that, it's a very limited list now, Paul, of what's available. So like you mentioned Ehlers and Besser, Mikael Granlund, Jonathan Drouin, then you're getting pretty, pretty thin. What
Jonathan
do you
Drouin, I don't think is that's not
uh-huh.
I wouldn't go after Jonathan Drouin.
Okay, but either way, like the free agent forwards of that's what's available.
Yeah.
Would you think the Sabres will try to sign one of those bigger names for a long term deal? You think it might be more likely that there's a Jason Zucker move, similar 1 year, something short term that they'll be looking at?
Well, they should absolutely try. I mean, what's the worst they can say? They can say no, we're not coming to Buffalo. So, yes, they should try. But it's a hard sell to come to Buffalo. I mean, you may have to look at find a guy like Zucker who was willing to come here and one of the lesser names, and you know is willing to stay here, re-signed for 2 years after being here for a year. So, I think that's probably it'll wind up because you know we've known all along. Anytime we've said the names. That, well, we understand that their first reaction is we don't want to come to Buffalo. Ehlers, you know, last year, you know, that's one of the targeted that the Sabres had. Wasn't going to work out. I mean, was he not willing to sign a long-term deal with the Buffalo Sabres no. once he got to Buffalo? You know, that's the thing that could have held that thing up. So, that's part of it too, that, you know, all right, well, you've already dealt with it once, you know, why would he have changed his mind this year?
Paul, that's one thing we talked about a little bit in the first hour, that on some level, Terry Pegula, Kevin Adams, Jarmo Kekalainen, like Jarmo's here for the first time, so maybe he's been told about how difficult it is to get guys and how extensions are not going to be signed and players out there don't have a lot of faith. And maybe, I don't know, I'm just kind of dreaming and writing some fan fiction here, but maybe Jarmo says something to the effect of, are we ever going to do anything about that? Are we? And you could say win, and that'll fix that, but you might have to actually approach things differently. You might have to say, okay, he doesn't have an extension in place. We have to do it anyway, because the only way to ever actually change this is to get to the playoffs, is to, if they brought in two or three guys that they weren't sure were going to extend, and then all of a sudden finish seventh, they might find that one of those guys might extend, or some other free agent might treat the organization as a serious operation where they could build something. And I feel like living in this little purgatory of, well, no one can come here and no one will extend, so we have to keep doing the same thing, is just going to continue to lead to these exact same scenarios.
Yeah, well, what you have to do is severely overpay somebody so they will come. That the money takes is just too good to pass up. And they thought, well, you know, it helps that Tage Thompson scored the golden goal. You know, not that people in the NHL don't know Tage Thompson, but that gives you a little bit of fresh look at, yeah, cool. Did you see what he did in the World Championships? He scored some overtime goals. That wasn't the only overtime goal he scored. And what was a key part of Team USA leading them to the gold medal. And, you know, you have to be pretty sure you can tell player A that Alex Tuch, you know, has a good chance of coming back here. And, you know, there's a solid foundation. And then, of course, you're going to push the Rasmus Dahlin part of it. You know, that, you know, what he has been able to do with a team that's not very good. And, you know, so those are the things I think that you have to push. But it's going to have to be a severe overpayment of money, without question, to even, you know, get somebody to say, you know, hey, you know, that this is an up-and-coming team, and this is a team that, you know, maybe we'd like to be a part of.
Qualifying offers went out for a number of players. No qualifying offer to Jacob Bernard-Docker, which is a bit of a head-scratcher.
Well, I wonder how much Lindy Ruff had to do with that, because Lindy Ruff has more of a say in roster construction and how rosters are Maybe he has a different vision of what he'd like to see in that position. Maybe he saw something different than we did for what he wants in a defenseman. So, you know, that could have been something that he said, you know, I really don't have a spot for him, or I'd like so-and-so, which would be a better position for that. So it's possible that. The other thing that's possible is before free agency starts, they could sign him to a new contract. Mm-hmm. They did that with Jost, where they did not qualify him, and the next day they signed him. So that's a possibility. Is what they could have in mind here also.
Would you be open to him coming back? Would you think that's a good idea? To me, letting him walk for absolutely nothing would be silly. I mean, even if you qualify him, it's near the minimum salary in the NHL, so it's not expensive. Just have a guy in your system somewhere and, you know, send him off for a fourth or fifth round pick, which isn't much. But would you think that – what do you think is more likely, that they say no thanks, it didn't work out in that short period of time? He comes over from the Cousins trade. We saw more of Jacob Bernard Docker than we ever saw Josh Norris. Would you be surprised if he is gone or if he is re-signed?
Well, the other thing that could be in play here is they could be making room for Ryan Johnson, who turned into a shutdown-type defenseman in Rochester last year. And they might want him in that spot, which is another thing I was thinking about as I thought about the whole thing. He also is a restricted free agent who was qualified. So that be, you know, and Lindy Ruff knows what Ryan Johnson can bring to the table. So that might be a possibility. But at the end of the day, if you're a good team, what we're talking about is your number six or seven or number eight defenseman.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So, I don't know. I understand what you're saying. And I just think there's a lot of hand-wringing over a number 6, 7, 8 guy. And as I said, Lindy might want Ryan Johnson in that spot instead.
Just real quick, I think the hand-wringing might be more about the second-round pick because they threw that in with, you know, Cousins for Norris. Is that not a good deal kind of straight up? And the two other pieces involved are Jacob Bernard Docker in a second.
Well, I don't think the defenseman had anything to do with the second-round pick. I think the idea is Norris is considered a little bit better player than Cousins is, and that's what the second-round pick is about. I don't think it had anything to do with Bernard Docker.
Do you feel like, Paul, their blue line is done? That we, even if a Byram trade is to come, that the roster the way it is now is largely what it will be? Or could you still see them doing something on whatever level that would be today or in a trade to kind of replace Byram? Or do you think, again, they think they have that in-house?
I could see them trading Samuelson away. I'm not predicting it, but I could see it. I could see that happening. So, you know, no, I don't think it's all set, but I could see that happening. I could see, you know, Adams talked about it on Saturday when it comes to Byram, that it sounds like maybe it could be maybe a one-year deal that he gets if the trade market just isn't what the Buffalo Sabres want. And just because you sign him to a 1 or 2 year deal doesn't mean you're not going to trade him. You still can trade him. All that does is to tell the other team what they'll be paying him, you know, at least for a year or two, if that's what you happen to do to keep him around. Or if he understands that, look, the trade market for what we wanted to get for you right now is not there, he might be willing to sign the one-year deal. And he also might want to see what the Sabres are going to be like in this year. All right, you've told me what your plan is. Let's see what your plan, how it works out. You know, let's play. And, yeah, I'll play with Darlene, you know, for a year. And, you know, at the end of the year, we'll do this again and see what happens. And, all right, you've told me what you want to do. Show me.
Do you almost feel like that would be a part of it, the conversation with if they were to come to terms or to start talking about a one-year deal? That because we know that Byram wants a bigger role, or at least a large enough role, if it's going to be here or elsewhere, that there would be a conversation of, hey, like, we'll do this for another year and you're going to play with Rasmus. Like, we're not going to stick you on the third pair and play you 15 minutes a night.
Right. And the only thing he might not be happy with is he doesn't get power play time unless Darlene or Power get injured. But he's going to be out there in key situations. He's going to play a lot of minutes, you know, probably 20 to 24 minutes in a game, depending on, you know, how long Darlene plays in the game. So, he will be out on a penalty kill, so he'll get those minutes. So he'll be out there in key situations if he's Darlene's partner. He just, unless there's an injury, won't get much power play time.
It is kind of funny, Paul, that the Byram conversation always is around he wants a bigger role. And I know this is only true because Darlene got hurt last year, but Byram did play the most minutes on the team last year. But it's still, right, it's about power play too, right? And it's that there are points there that help you get a contract, and it's tough. I mean, even Darlene doesn't put up 60, 70, even strength points a season. If you don't get power play time, it's hard to put up 60, 70 points and get that $9+ million a year contract.
You're right. No, and that's part of playing a lot and being out there in all key situations is to get that power play time. And he certainly wasn't going to get in Colorado with Makar. And it doesn't look like, you know, he's going to get it here either if he stays. But he is going to be out there again with Darlene in key minutes, in key situations, playing at the end of games and those types of situations.
Paul Hamilton joining us, talking about Sabres free agency potentially and trade chatter. Paul, how about development camp? Radomirka rolls out in number 57. Visions of a former very large puck-handling defenseman from a long time ago.
Yeah, that made me laugh when I saw they gave him Tyler Myers' sweater. So that was apropos. I mean, I go, yeah, all right, that's cool. And, see him there. And it's fewer guys. There's only 8 forwards in camp. The last couple of years they've reduced it. They haven't made the Amerks come back after playoffs and all those guys have been to development camp before. I'm pretty sure. So it's not like they haven't been there before, haven't done it before. They're not as it used to be. Sometimes you'd be in development camp for 3 years. It doesn't seem like that's happening anymore unless you're a goaltender. So it might be Scott Ratzlaff's third appearance here, I think, maybe. But the other ones, the only Amerk here is the guy they signed out of college, Tyler Kauf, and the rest of them, Hellenius, Ostlund. But they'll be here, and I'm sure they'll play in the Prospects Challenge in September. And I think they've changed their mind on what's important. It's like, okay, you had a run with the Amerks. You need your time off, and then you need to get going and start training again. And I think they feel that's more important for some of those guys who have been through it before, played with the Amerks. So, the two Russian defensemen, Hellenius, all those guys, aren't here for it.
Yeah.
Paul, do you have a thought on some of the early signings in the league? And also, I don't know, how much of a story right now is the cap circumvention stuff? Because there's a lot out there that the league wants to maybe crack down on that. And I don't know if this is the part they want to crack down on, but Vegas maybe leaning on Pietrangelo a little bit so they can get him on LTIR and get Marner. Marshawn signing a deal that I think Florida knows he will not see the end of.
37 years old, he gets a six-year deal. So.
Right.
And like, then it's front-loaded.
I think they know he'll be retired or maybe he'll be LTIR for half of that. So, I don't know. How do you view some of these, you know, playing with the cap type deals early on?
Well, I think the NHL has to figure it out so teams aren't hiding players until the playoffs, and like Vegas and Tampa and, you know, the teams that do it all the time. I believe Pietrangelo is injured. I don't think they're playing games there. It seems like a very serious injury for him and something that probably, you know, it sounds like he's going to end his career. So that this is more of a retirement than anything else. But I don't know if you can say that with some of the other injuries that over the years that they've been able to put on long-term IR and then all of a sudden, well, here we are. It's the playoffs. Yeah, come on out, guys. You can play. Or Kucherov with Tampa Bay, or, you know, the names go on and on and on. So, yeah, it is a problem in the NHL, and it's something that, you know, they have to figure out and with a solution that is going to work, because it's quite honestly, it's just not fair. Maybe they are breaking the rules because you don't know exactly how hurt the guy is in the regular season. You know, teams, really good teams, use the regular season as an 82 game preseason getting ready for the playoffs. So as long as you're in the playoffs, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, we can do without player A for X amount of games is we're going to be in the playoffs, and we can have these players here because we can keep this player on long-term IR and then pull them off when the playoffs start, and away we go. And that's the kind of garbage that they have to figure out.
Isn't the simplest solution just make teams be cap compliant in the playoffs? I guess I don't know why they don't have that in the first place.
You could just do the team that's on the ice has to be cap compliant. That's
right.
a pretty easy fix.
No, absolutely. But they have to, you know, they have to get that into the CBA and make it so it's not so easy for teams to be able to do that. And isn't that typical NHL though? You have a salary cap until the most important part of the season
and
comes.
And then poof, it goes away.
And then you don't have a salary cap. And I scratch my head going, really? Yeah, that's right. It's the NHL. So I guess that makes sense.
That's not like them to not think of
things. That's the only reason it makes sense, because it's the NHL.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, Paul Hamilton. If you hear anything you want to jump on, we've got an open segment next. Paul, thanks very much on the update on development camp, and we'll give you a call if, of course, anything happens in free agency or trade.
Yeah, folks planning on coming down. It's 9 o'clock today.
Okay.
Obviously, because of free agency, they want to get this on the ice, off the ice, and get people into the rooms they need to be in when free agency starts at noon.
Very good. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
When we get back, a projected contract number for Alex Lyon, one of the Sabres' potential targets, someone they've been linked to. Elliot Friedman says he could be an idea, and it would just basically be a Reimer replacement for more money and more term. But I think it's a fine idea. And also, when we get back, does anybody else have an idea of like how to actually get out of this without just saying, just win? How do you really get out of it? How do you get to just win? When will the Sabres treat it like getting out of it is important? Because, man, it really does feel like they're kind of in a different league than some of these other teams. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.